USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The deadly tsunami in Indonesia, the second one in a year to hit the populous island nation. More than 220 people have so far been reported killed by the tsunami that hit last night between the islands of Java and Sumatra, and hundreds of other people are injured. In 2010, a tsunami killed hundreds of villagers on islands in that very same vicinity. The U.S. Senate adjourning yesterday with no end in sight to a partial government shutdown, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer placing the blame squarely on the White House.
We arrived at this moment because President Trump has been on a destructive two-week temper tantrum, demanding the American taxpayer pony up for an expensive and ineffective border wall that the president promised Mexico would pay for.
Senators have left Washington for a Christmas break. They'll now reconvene on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
China says trade officials held a call on Friday with their U.S. counterparts, and the two sides reportedly discussed trade imbalances and efforts to protect intellectual property. The Chinese Commerce Ministry saying new progress was made, but they didn't explain further. It was the second such call in a week, and it comes as the two nations are still negotiating in the face of more potential tariffs slapped on Beijing by the Trump administration. The British security minister is warning that Al-Qaeda remains a threat, especially to airports and flights. Ben Wallace telling the Sunday Times the terror group behind the 9/11 attacks is growing resurgent as ISIS has suffered setbacks and defeats. He's warning the group is still trying to target aviation, and the UK is now spending more than $30 million to research ways to counter the evolving threat. He says would-be terrorists are still looking for backdoor ways to get explosives onto airplanes. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Patty Ashdown, the face of centrist politics in Britain for more than a decade and a one-time Marine commando who sought to secure peace in the former Yugoslavia, died on Saturday. He was being treated for cancer. Ashdown was 77. Ethel Ayler, who had a recurring role on The Cosby Show, has died in Southern California at the age of 88. Her family announced yesterday that her death occurred last month. Ayler's acting career spanned 5 decades, but she's best known for her recurring role as Carrie Hanks, Claire Huxtable's mother on The Cosby Show, throughout the run of that popular sitcom from 1984 to 1992. The widow of children's author Dr. Seuss is dead at the age of 97. Audrey Geisel died Wednesday at her home in California. Her husband, whose real name was Theodore Geisel, died in 1991. Mrs. Geisel recently served as an executive producer on the new animated adaptation of the Dr. Seuss classic, The Grinch. And switching gears, Thomas Bryant's perfect night was something the NBA hadn't seen in nearly a quarter century. Bryant's 14-for-14 shooting from the floor in Washington's triple overtime 149-146 win over Phoenix last night, the first such game in the NBA since Gary Payton had the same shooting numbers in Seattle's win over Cleveland in 1995. Bryant becomes the fifth player to have a 14-for-14 game or better. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just